The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I run my mouth for a living, all day, basically, and it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all-day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Hello. Silence on the other end. Hello, who is this? The silence on the other end suddenly turned into hysterical and maniacal laughter. Burn! I got you! The man who picked up the phone dropped it. He knew who the caller was. It was the man who intentionally gave him HIV. The man, Daryl Rowe, on trial in England right now, for knowingly and maliciously infecting four men with the HIV virus without their knowledge. This despicable human being had a terrifying system. He would lure men in for sex, and then he would sabotage any protection, and he would infect his victim knowingly. Then he would mercilessly mock them. He would send them abusive texts and phone calls, all the while telling them, ha ha, you're going to burn. I gave you HIV. Who within the sound of my voice doesn't think this monster should be in jail? If Daryl Rowe moved to California, he would not be behind bars awaiting a court date like he is now. He would be a free man, and he would probably be swiping right to meet his next victim. But in California, starting January 1, it will no longer be a felony in California to knowingly expose a sexual partner to HIV with the intent of transmitting the virus. Now listen to that. You are knowingly infecting someone with HIV to give them the virus. That has to be your intent. Why has California decided to change the law? Because they say that HIV has a stigma to it. Yes. The bill sponsor, Senator Scott Wiener, explained, "We are going to end the new HIV infections, and we'll do so not by threatening people with prison time, but rather getting people a test and providing them access to care." So let me see if I have this straight, California. You're going to stop HIV infections by letting terrible human beings continue to spread HIV infections to unknowing victims. That doesn't make any sense at all. And I'm also sorry to break it to you, California, but you cannot destigmatize HIV. I'd like to put a happy face on cancer. You can't. It's a potentially fatal disease. No one wants it. It should have a stigma. What do you think all those little pictures are up in about cancer? What do you think it is that you post on all of the walls in California whenever you walk into an establishment? If they sell alcohol, there at the front door it says, by the way, low fetal birth weight. I don't know why you care about the fetus in the first place, but low fetal birth weight could cause damage to pregnant mothers. You're doing that to stigmatize something that is harmful. HIV-positive people should not be judged by their disease or discriminated against in any way, shape, or form. But the disgusting people who intentionally infect others should be criminalized. California, you have officially gone insane. Your state is burning down in more ways than one, and you're the ones with the matches. Your efforts to normalize and condone this terrorism, because that's what it is beyond revolting. And unfortunately, will have the opposite effect on HIV infections.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. It's all you hear these days, but what's it all about? Bitcoin is a better, faster, safer way to transfer money and make purchases. Time magazine calls it perfect money. Bill Gates says Bitcoin is better than currency. Some of the world's smartest investors have poured billions into Bitcoin investments. Investors like Richard Branson, Yahoo founder Jerry Yang, and Asia's richest man, Li Ka-shing, stand to earn billions on their Bitcoin investments. And now you can invest in Bitcoin using your IRA or 401k. The value of Bitcoin has skyrocketed over 2,000% since 2015. Experts predict it to climb to over $25,000 by the year 2020. Find out how to add Bitcoins to your IRA at a 20% discount off the spot price. Visit BitvestIRA.com. That's BitvestIRA.com. Or call 844-BITVEST. That's 844-248-8378. 844-248-8378.